The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 436, up 1.5 on the open. December, 448.5, down 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 404.25, up 1.75 on the open. March, 422.75, up 1.75. July, 437, up 1.25 on the open. September corn opened at 222.5, down 1 on the open. December, 237.25, down 1/2. March, 252.5, unchanged. May, 260.5, down 1/2. July, 268.25, down 1/4. September, 274.5, down 1/2. Red line, December, 284.25, down 1/2 on the open. December oats opened at 193.25, down 1/2 on the open. September soybeans opened at 528.5, up 1.25 on the open. November 539.5, up 1. January 552, unchanged. March 563.5, up 1/4. May 573.5, up 1/2. July 584.5, up 1 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 156.70, up 60 on the open. October 157.50, up 80. September soybean oil opened at 24.24, up 3 on the open. October 24.40, up 11. At the Merck, September feeders opened at 118.95, up 7.5 on the open. October 118.05, unchanged. November 117.85, down 10 on the open. October live cattle opened at 91.95, down 15 on the open. December 91.60, down 27.5. February 91.95, down 7.5 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 67.25, down 25 on the open. December 64.85, down 37.5. February 65, down 35. April 64.15, down 15 on the open. And February pork bellies were unchanged on the open at 89.45.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like traders have said, at least for now, we're low enough after yesterday's sell-off.
Well, that's an interesting point in the fact that we've seen major commodity fund long liquidation, and particularly the commodity funds are very short in soybeans, wheat, and soybean meal. We know that the crude oil markets have taken a real beating, as well as long corn and long soybean oil. The market does seem to be stabilizing to some extent in the crude oil market, as the general tone is that the OPEC will probably reduce oil production at something over $60 a barrel. We know there's new fields out there and some substitutes of biofuels of industry, but the big factor here is that the world economies seem to be slowing down. The cheaper pump price is just what the doctor ordered for the typical consumer, and we do know that the stock market's acting very, very strong, and that's also good for the consumer as well.
So what do we take away from today off of this firmer tone with harvest pressure coming on?
Well, we have to look at what's really going on, and some of the key things that we are looking at, of course, is I mentioned the stock market, the soils over here in East Central Illinois. You know, some of the places in Jamaica Township got 2 inches, Sullivan, Indiana got 5 inches of rain. It looks like we're going off to a kind of a wet fall. We're also looking at corn stalks weakening in some of the fields. The test weight, we don't think, really confirms some of the bin buster yields that the USDA is indicating in the corn fields in the Midwest. We're looking at some cold temperatures next Monday, Tuesday in the upper Midwest. We know that there is some tremendous demand with the corn next year, and the crop, if it does materialize like the USDA indicates, it's going to be a little harder to put to bed. But I think that between the cheaper fuels, which should encourage lower transportation costs in the railroad and the barge industry and trucking industry, those are all helpful to at least get the crop put away and keep the basis a little better.
Given all you've said then, are we going to do a cat-and-mouse game with the contract low in the D's at 233.5?
Well, you know, that's another good point. I think it goes even further than that. I think it goes to some of the statistics say that if the September report was larger than the August, you know, 5 times out of 10, the October report is bigger. I think it goes to the Yale Monitor report card, the exit polling strategy, and if we get enough of those that are coming in, that gives some, at least a little light at the end of the tunnel that maybe the USDA was a little over-optimistic in their production estimates. And believe me, we do get that feeling. There could be a quicker U-turn. We know the basis levels are improving in the corn. We know that the end user probably would love to buy a big supply of cheap, flat-priced corn on a wide basis. And to some extent, the soybean processors, we think, will probably want to do the same because the crush margins are good. The soybean oil diesel demand seems to be good, more so even next year. So all adds up that it's a cat-and-mouse game, like you said, and when you have to argue over 5 or 6 cents a bushel, there's really not a lot of argument left in the game.
Do we learn anything about September going off the board tomorrow?
You know, I really don't think so. I don't really find, and you know, pick up other than the oats market seems to be fairly strong as far as the nearby contract, but really I don't sense that we'll get any big direction from the SEP contract.
Turn our attention to the NOVE beans then. New contract low yesterday outside, reversal down day. Contract lows again overnight. Is there another 10, 15 cents to the downside in this market before it might
well,
come?
Well, we know that the cost of production and the South American producers are really losing a shirt. We are getting phone calls from people about looking to buy corn and looking maybe to sell soybeans. And really, we've learned, if we haven't learned anything in the last 2 years, we should know and learn that the farmer is very shrewd and very innovative in how he puts the soybean crop to bed. And we know that there will probably be some LDPs on soybeans, and our general impression is that the bean crop is good to excellent. What we don't know is quickly how many acres of reduction we will see in South America because of their tremendous financial problems. We don't know if these lower energy prices will slow down new soy diesel plant construction. But we generally anticipate that the feed usage in the world is going to be good to excellent, and that's just what the soybean processor wants, and it should be a good year. And whenever the soybean processor wants to buy something, that usually augurs for good price rallies after harvest.
World wheat ending stocks yesterday announced at 126.38 million metric tons. That's the lowest in 25 years, and December wheat then blew through its 100-day moving average to the downside yesterday.
We do pick up when we're out at our farmer meetings throughout the Midwest here that there isn't going to be a strong we pick up about planting wheat and soft red winter wheat in Illinois in particularly, and as a result of that, we think that that will reduce corn acres, or at least some of the corn acres expansion. And as a result of that, we do look for fairly large acreage increase in soft wheat acres. The old crop demand is good to excellent. The carryover in the world is fairly small. And so as a result of that, you know, it's this tug of war between old and new prices. Our general impression is that wheat is a short by the commodity funds, and right now it would take a close of about 407 to turn our computer bullish in the December wheat. And then as a result of that, we think that you could see a price turnaround and some price short covering. So wheat might turn corner. Wheat might be one of the first commodities to turn bullish.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. A look at wheat lead options. September wheat at Kansas City at 451, up one. At the Board of Trade, September wheat 391, up 2.25. September corn 225, up 1.5. September beans 530, up 2.75. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.